Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order to fight climate change this morning. That sets new goals for reducing the use of fossil fuels and promoting environmentally friendly policies. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Cooper signed Executive Order 80 in a ceremony next to a solar farm at Sass Institute in Cary. He said it
sets the goal for our state to achieve a 40% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2025.
That's on a base year of 2005, according to the order. Cooper noted that Florence and other major hurricanes have devastated North Carolina in recent years and said there's a scientific consensus that humans are contributing to climate change.
This means sea level rise, stronger storms, and erratic weather, from drought to floods. It's time for North Carolinians to do our part and take action.
Cooper, a Democrat, is taking a different tack from the Republican-controlled General Assembly, which in recent years has pushed to limit environmental spending and regulations. The governor is ordering state agencies to adopt environmentally friendly policies. He wants to increase the number of zero-emission vehicles on North Carolina roads and to promote the growth of clean energy businesses. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.